Moving on to excerpts about Between the Straits. Let's start with item 22.
It's not a flaw if we read it again.
Excerpt number 22, Baal HaSulam, Sage's Fruit. This I heard from my teacher. When the temple was ruined, immediately did Rabbi Akiva tell his students, "The temple is ruined," as though this was nothing of consequence. Let us resume our studies. And I think the interpretation of these holy words is apparent, as this divine man, Rabbi Akiva, was always teaching his students that blessed are you, Israel, for before whom it is that you are purified, and so on. But they did not apply these teachings as they should have, and so they perished during the days of the counting, until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south to teach them. And then they heard it themselves, meaning they saw with their own eyes for whom it is that they are purifying themselves and who is purifying them. This explains why, when the temple was ruined, he told them as if it was of no consequence, and go out and learn for whom you purify and who purifies you, as these things require much perusal, and thus there is nothing for you now other than to clarify your mind for this study.
That by the study, we again, and the work around it, we draw the light that reforms, we organize ourselves, and in this way fill our vessels back again with the light of Dvikut called Bet HaMikdash. Clear? Questions? So what is it called, Bet HaMikdash, the temple? Please. Workshop.
The most inner desire that we discover in the connection between us, and we invite the Creator to be there.
Bet HaMikdash is something we build between us and the connection with the points in the heart to discover the Creator.
It's the same ten that every time we establish, where we can reveal the quality of bestowal. And this is something opposite than what we have today.
We discover it between us by turning to one goal, to the one force that will connect between us and build the force of bestowing love between us, of good relations between us.
Yeah, this is our home. This is our mutual kli, the kli that we build between us, where the sanctity, holiness, the quality of bestowal is revealed.
A mutual desire of all of us. One desire for Dvikut.
The desire which we differentiate from weekdays to holiness. We unify it with the Creator.
Rav, so what does it mean that the temple was demolished? Come on.
It means that we were in adhesion with the Creator. We were in mutual bestowal, in mutual connection, and it was destroyed. We fell from it.
Yeah, that our connection, we can't hold on to it anymore in the same form of love. So the form of attitude towards one another was also disappeared.
It means that we want to feel this attitude in reason. We're unwilling to rise above our mind and emotion and to ask for something more sublime.
That each one, or me, I start worrying about myself and find pleasure in the intention to receive and completely neglect love of friends. Rav, so what should we be sorry about today What should we be in mourning about today? On the temple? What should we be sorry about?
We should be sorry for the connection between us being broken. Every one of us wants to reach adhesion with the Creator, but we forgot that we can do it only through the friends, only through love of friends, which means to be in order to bestow and not adhesion everyone for himself. This is what we're sorry for.
We have to be sorry that we're not happy with all the opportunities the Creator is giving us.
We have to be sorry for not having reached a state of dvekut yet, that we could have reached a moment before, and that we can reach it, and we can reach it now. Except number 23 from Sfat Emet, the language of truth, Bereshit Noach. Indeed, the power of Achtut is very great to awaken the force of root from above, but it should be for the sake of heaven, and that is only in the children of Israel. For the generation of separation, they have all gathered and they couldn't do it. Only the children of Israel have the part of the Creator. They were given the force of Achdut, unity. And in the children of Israel, it existed later on in the building of the temple, because the temple wasn't made of woods and bricks only. Rather, by the connection of the children of Israel, and every man of Israel has some part, as written, he is building above his merits and congregation in the land, and it is written, the built Jerusalem is as a city connected together, a city that does all of Israel into friends. And a building was made below by the souls of the children of Israel, and by the building of the temple, they rose to be in addition with the souls of the children of Israel in the upper world, as written, there they rose. And this is as the article, children of the city whose head is in the tower, is in heaven.
So what's the difference between the Tower of Babylon and the Temple in Jerusalem? Question. What's the difference between the Tower of Babylon and Beit HaMikdash?
It all starts with the motive for the unity between us. What is the motive? Is it an egoistic one, or is it to adhere and reach the quality of bestowal?
Yeah, who are we giving contentment to by connecting the Creator, our ego?
Yeah, the Tower of Babylon was built on the intention in order to receive, and the temple was built with the intention in order to bestow upon the Creator.
Well, it seems that we're building a tower. We want to reach the Dvikut, we want to reach the goal. The difference is, what for? If I want to bestow it from myself, and that's something you can't see outside, that's the difference.
The Tower of Babylon means to use the Creator for my will to receive, and the temple means that I sacrifice my desire for the Creator.
Migdal Bavel was built.
Except number 24 from Shem Mishmuel Vayakel. When Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil. Again, when Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil.
So what's that wall around the temple? What was it built from? the wall around the temple.
By a relationship of arvut between us, by returning to being as one man with one heart. And this way we will create that wall, that protection against the attack of the will to receive.
Yep, I'm having greatness in the Creator, so the wall is the action, it's the result of that greatness that we want to discover it and practice in the connection between us and our inner attitude towards one another.
It is the same concern for the friends. Every brick in the wall is another request for the friends that will come to reveal the Creator.
Love, what work is there between us to be as those who are guarding the walls and the work in the temple within the walls, in the temple itself? What's the difference in those two types of work? It's written. Do we have the sentence? Where is it?
Except number 24, please put it on screen.
You see? When Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they will be fortified wall against all the forces of evil. Meaning the wall is built also from the hearts, but towards disturbances from the outside. And the temple is already built as sanctity in order to bestow between them in that inner work. And there are more and more inside, but all inward. That's the difference in the work, in the guards of the wall, and between the workers of the temple. Keep going.
Except 25, from the words of the Maharal, it is worthy that the temple will be the wholeness of the whole world and not just for Israel. Therefore, the Torah said to receive sacrifices from the Gentiles, and if the nations would resist the temple, it couldn't stand not even for an hour when the nations govern, for they would ruin it. And thus, although the nations resist Israel, the temple was not ruined, since there is a Bechina in the temple, which is the wholeness of the whole world, even for the nations, and therefore it was not destroyed by the nations, but only by unfounded hatred and dispute which Israel had.
Nice, right? It means that, what does it mean? That the nations of the world can also reach the temple and participate in what's going on there. And in that case, they're more sacred, they're closer to the Creator than Israel. That, as he writes, if they're in unfounded hatred and division, an argument. So who's closer to the Creator? Those nations who, even though they hate, they also want to be inside. But Israel, which are in arguments and unfounded hatred, they're further away from the Creator. How is it within each and every one of us in our inner work? Please. What is Israel and the nations in us, and how should we organize them that they will all belong to the work of the Creator? Please.
Israel is our intention to connect for the purpose of creation. The nations of the world are the egoistic, simple desires, and therefore what determines in our work is the work of Israel. And if that broke, then we are distanced from each other.
Yeah, the inner desires in man is comes across in the externality. Israel's desires for connection compared to the nation's desires, which are egoistic.
Everything divides into internality and externality, and the combination between them, this is how we build our attitude towards the Creator.
Israel is a desire that connects with the friends in order to reveal the Creator, and other desires against it that negate the Creator. That's the nations, and there's always a war between them.
And it's good that we have such a war, because that war is what emphasizes and locates for us again and again that desire of Israel. And even now, during the workshop, every time your head goes elsewhere or you have thoughts about other things, that exactly reminds us that we have to make an effort in connection between us and to make an effort to build this wall between us so that we will truly be able to do this inner work, so that we will truly be able to be in bestowal for one another.
The nations in us are all the thoughts I have against the friends. The Creator gave them to me so I can advance towards the connection.
And all that matters is the Israel in us. Everything's fine with the nations of the world. They have a will to receive. They are operated. And what matters is for us to operate the intention in order to bestow, to keep searching for the point of connection, the Creator between us. Then everything will be balanced.
What's closer to the goal, or to bring us to the goal, has a potential, also if it's corrupted, to distance us. The desires of the nations can maybe come to adhesion with the Creator. The body might agree to the work of Lolishma, but the moment we work on the intention and hear the corruption, so again, that's what distances.
And also, like we've learned in the first part of the lesson,
Rav, how can we, by our inner order, right, that we're divided there also to the nations, to Israel, and all kinds of other parts, we determine the order in all of humanity. How, in that inner division we have, determine the division in all of humanity. As we learn from the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Right? Please.
The reality is a reflection of our inner desires. So by raising the internality, the importance of the Creator, the importance of connection, we reflect it on the outside, on what we see in the external world. And when the opposite happens with the desires of the nations of the world, we see how they prevail over the desires of Israel.
The matter of creation is according to the pattern of Havaya, and the part of Israel has a part to be the pipeline that connects to the light. Once the light touches the matter, it starts organizing it, and that's how Israel should pass on the light and start organizing everything according to Havaya, which is the basis of the matter.
We build from our hearts a wall that enables our points in the heart to connect and reach adhesion with the Creator. And in that structure, which is the temple, we pass on light and order to the rest of the world.
If we build the right connection, the right attitude. So from the internality, we can reach the externality. And then we influence the world and our perception of reality.
So the key is to organize and focus on the important things, which is the relationship between us. And then, as a result, the rest of the world will come to place.
As Bala Sulam writes in the end of the Book of Zohar, that all of the externality is divided into internality and externality, and Israel is the peak of humanity, spiritually. And the more efforts to connect we make, it'll influence the whole system.
Because we're all one man, everything is a reflection of that single man. And if that single man raises the value of spirituality, the connection between us, reaching the quality of bestowal, then it will appear so in externality as well.
That's exactly our freedom of choice, and not other people. That because we have a point in the heart, we can bestow upon all of reality, even the one around us.
We, or the part of Israel, we actually build this filter that can pass on light. The light cannot penetrate directly. It has to go through a filter.
Exactly the way we organize ourselves. That's how we organize the whole world. Israel above, the world to receive below.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.